Welcome back, and today we're getting into a classic jungle and old-school drum and bass move, the impact flip. This is one of those arrangement tricks that sounds simple, but when you do it right, it absolutely smacks. The idea is that you build tension with a riser, maybe a breakbeat loop, maybe some reverse effects, and then right at the drop you flip the energy by hitting the listener with a huge impact and letting the drums and sub slam back in. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and I want to keep this beginner-friendly, but still proper heavy. So by the end of this lesson, you should have a short transition that goes from tension to silence, then into a drop with real floor-shaking low end. First thing first, set your tempo. For classic jungle and old-school DNB, aim somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. If you want a safe starting point, go with 170 BPM. That sits right in the pocket for this style. Now set up a few tracks. You'll want one track for drums, one for bass or sub, one for the riser, one for impact and effects, and if you like, a return track for reverb. If you have a reference track that captures the vibe you want, load that in too. Keep it quiet, just for comparing energy and low-end balance. Let's start with the drums, because in jungle and old-school DNB, the breakbeat is a huge part of the identity. Load a break sample into Sampler or drum rack. If you're using Sampler, slice mode is your friend here. Use transient slicing so the chops stay clean and punchy. Build a simple loop with a kick on the downbeat, snares on 2 and 4, and some ghost hits and break fragments around them. You do not need to overcomplicate this. A tight, energetic loop is better than a crowded one. For processing, keep it controlled. Put EQ 8 first and gently high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear out useless rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus. Use drive lightly, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%, just enough to add attitude. If your sub is already strong, keep boom off or very low. After that, use glue compressor with a gentle setting, maybe 2 to 1 ratio, and attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for a little glue and punch, not total destruction. Now let's build the riser. And this is important. For the style, don't just throw in a generic noise sweep and call it a day. Jungle and old-school DNB sound better when the build has a musical, sample-based feel. You've got two easy options. Option 1 is a synth riser. Make a MIDI track and load Waveedable. Choose a saw wave or a noise-based texture, then hold one long note across 4 or 8 bars. Add auto filter after it, and automate the cutoff upward over the build. You can also add reverb and utility after that. Slowly increase the reverb wet amount near the end of the build, and maybe widen the sound a little, but don't let it mask the drums. The riser should create pressure, not seal the whole show. Option 2 is a sample-based riser. This is very on-brand for jungle. Use a reversed crash, reversed pad, or even a reversed amen slice in Sampler. Warp it if needed. Automate the filter cutoff upward, and add reverb for space. This kind of transition can feel more raw and old school, which is exactly what we want here. Now for the impact itself. This is the moment where the energy flips. The impact should feel huge, but still controlled. You can build it from a layered hit. Think low kick or sub thump for body, a mid punch for the attack, and a tiny top click or noise layer for definition. Use Sampler or drum rack to layer these sounds together. On the impact track, start with EQ 8. If there's too much junk below 25 to 30 Hz, cut it. If it needs more weight, a small lift somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz can help, but be careful not to get muddy. Next, try saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and enable soft clip if the peak is getting too sharp. Then add drum bus for a bit more punch, and finish with utility to keep the low end centered. For the low frequencies, mono is your best friend. Here's the real secret sauce. The flip itself. Right before the drop, create a small moment of silence or near silence. This is what makes the impact feel much bigger. You can cut everything except maybe a tiny, reverse tail or a short FX swell on the final beat before the drop. Even a quarter beat or half beat of space can make a massive difference. If everything is playing non-stop, the drop feels smaller. If you pull the energy back for just a moment, the next hit lands like a hammer. Now we need the sub bass, because that's what gives you the floor-shaking low end. For a clean sub, operator is perfect. Load it on a MIDI track, use a sine wave, and keep it simple. You can play one sustained note or short notes that follow your bass line. Keep the sub mono, and if you want a little old-school character, add a tiny bit of glide or portamento. After operator, use EQ8 to cut anything above about 120 to 180 Hz if it's clashing with your bass layer. Then add a little saturator so the sub translates on smaller speakers. Utility can help keep the width at zero, which is exactly what you want for the low end. If you want a more classic rolling DNB feel, add a bass layer on top. A Reese bass works great here. Use Waveitable, Analog, or even Operator with detuned saws if you want something rougher. Let the bass open up during the build with auto filter automation, then hit with the full tone after the impact. A nice trick is to keep the pure sub separate from the mid bass. That way, the low end stays stable while the upper bass gets the grit and attitude. Let's talk automation, because this is where the build starts to feel alive. Over 4 to 8 bars, automate the filter cutoff on the riser and maybe on the drums a little. Bring the reverb up gradually. Increase the volume of the riser over time, but don't let it overpower the groove. You can also automate pitch on some percussion hits or sample layers for extra movement. And if you want the build to feel like it's really charging forward, make the last two bars more intense than the first two. Then in the final half bar, open the filter, create that brief cut, and let the drop hit. A reverse tail or reverse crash can glue the whole thing together beautifully. In simpler, load a crash, piano stab, vocal hit, or some kind of noise texture, then reverse it and place it so it leads right into the impact. Add reverb for size, but keep the low end out with EQ8. This is one of those classic jungle touches that gives the transition a bit of that rewind and reload energy. Now, let's make sure the mix actually hits hard. The low end is not just about turning the bass up. It's about control. The sub should be mono. The kick and sub should not fight each other too much. Risers and effects should not carry unnecessary low frequencies. Use EQ to separate the layers instead of trying to boost everything at once. And always check the low end at a lower volume. If the impact still feels strong when the monitor level is down, you're in a good place. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make the riser too loud. If the build dominates the mix, the drop won't feel as powerful. Second, don't drown the impact in reverb. You want punch first, tail second. Third, keep the sub centered. Wide low end causes phase issues and usually falls apart on club systems. Fourth, don't forget the silence before the drop. That tiny bit of space is often what makes the flip feel huge. And finally, don't overload the low end with too many layers all doing the same job. Let each element have a role. If you want to push the vibe darker and heavier, try a little control distortion with saturator or drum bus. You can also make the bass feel more physical by starting slightly higher in pitch and dropping quickly into the root note. That little pitch drop gives the entrance more weight. Another great move is using a ghost pre-hit, like a tiny muted kick or click just before the impact. It creates urgency without cluttering the groove. Here's a simple practice exercise. Set your tempo to 170 BPM, load a breakbeat loop, and make a simple two-bar drum pattern. Build a riser with Waveitable and an opening low-pass filter. Add a reversed crash in simpler. Make a sub and operator using a sine wave. Then place an impact hit on the first beat of the drop, leave a short silence right before it, and bring the full drum loop and sub back in. Once you've done that, make a second version with more saturation and drum bus so you can compare a clean version versus a rougher, darker one. If you remember just a few things from this lesson, let it be these. Think in layers, not one giant sound. Keep the sub mono and the FX wide. Use short transitions. Make the first downbeat obvious. And do not underestimate the power of a clean, well-timed silence before the drop. That's the flip. That's the moment. That's what makes the floor shake. So to recap, build tension with risers, filters, and reverse effects. Hit with a strong impact. Drop into a tiny moment of space and then slam back in with breakbeat, sub, and bass. That's the jungle and old-school DNB mindset right there. Pressure, release, and attitude. If you want, I can next turn this into a compact Ableton rack recipe or a full 16-bar arrangement template you can copy straight into your session.